Today is the 10th day of May. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome back around the global campfire. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Here we are, friends. Stepping through the threshold together. And look at that. What is that? That is a brand new shiny sparkly week. Right out there in front of us. Rolling off into the future. That is the territory we have to cover this week, because it's this week and we gotta walk it. There is, like we always say, no other way to go. And so we gotta go forward, one foot in front of the other, into this new week. It can be a very confusing experience. Or we can sit here together right now, looking out over the vista, and understand that that's where we're going, and we get to choose so much of how that gets shaped by our thoughts, by our words, by our choices, and by the actions that we take. That's how the story will be written. What will your story be? So at the beginning of every week, we do this. Just reset, regroup. Know that we can go forward like this with intentionality. And then we get to the end of the week and we reflect back and see the victories and the challenges. This is called growth. This is called paying attention. This is called eyes to see and ears to hear. And so, welcome to a brand new week. I'm looking out over that vista. My vista's the rolling hills of Tennessee, at least in this physical world. And man, my vista is the global campfire and all of us here connected together in spirit. I love that. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be here with you today. So we're here to continue our journey through 1 Samuel. At this point, and we're learning about the final judge of Israel. His name is Samuel, and he is about to, like, we've learned about him and who he is and how he governs, but we're about to watch him shift the whole thing. We're moving into a new era with the children of Israel. This week we will read from the Modern English Version today for 1 Samuel 8 and 9. And it came about, when Samuel was old, that he installed his sons as judges for Israel. Now the name of his firstborn son was Joel, and the name of his second son was Abijah. They were judging in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his way. For they followed after unlawful gain, and they took bribes, and they perverted justice. And all the elders of Israel gathered together, and they came to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now install for us a king to govern us, like all the nations." But the thing was evil in the eyes of Samuel, because they said, "Give us a king to govern us." And Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, "Obey the voice of the people in relation to all that they say to you. For it is not you that they have rejected, but me they have rejected from reigning over them. Just as all the deeds which they have done to me, from the day I brought them up from Egypt even to this day, in that they have forsaken me and have served other gods, so they are doing also to you now. Now then, obey their voice. Only you will testify against them and proclaim to them the judgment concerning the king who will reign over them." So Samuel said all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking from him a king. And he said, "This will be the judgment concerning the king who will reign over you. Your sons he will take in order to place them for himself in his chariots as his horsemen, and they will run before his chariot, and in order to assign for himself captains of thousands and captains of fifties, and to plow his ground, and to gather in his harvest, and to make his weapons of war and the equipment of his chariots. And your daughters he will take for perfumers and cooks and bakers. And your choice is fields and vineyards and olive groves he will take and give them to his servants. And of your seed fields and your vineyards he will take a tenth of their harvest and will give it to his high officials and to his servants. And your men servants and your maid servants and the best of your young men and asses he will take and make do his work. Your flocks he will take a tenth of, but you will be his for slaves. And you will cry out in that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves. But the Lord will not answer you in that day. But the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but surely a king will be over us, so that we also will be like all the nations, and so that our king will govern us, and will go out before us, and will fight our battles." And after Samuel heard all the words of the people, he spoke them in the hearing of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Obey their voice, and make for them a king." So Samuel said to Israel's fighting men, "Go, every man, to his city." Now there was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorat, the son of Aphiah, a Benjaminite, a mighty man of power. He had a son whose name was Saul, a choice and handsome man, and there was not a better looking man among the children of Israel. From his shoulders and up, he was taller than any of the people. Now the donkeys of Kish, the father of Saul, were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, "Take now one of the servants with you and arise, go find the donkeys." He passed through the mountains of Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalishah, but they did not find them. And they passed through the land of Shealim, but they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they did not find them. When they came to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, "Come, and let us return, lest my father stop caring about the donkeys and worry about us." He said to him, "Look, there is in this city a man of God, and he is highly respected. All that he speaks surely comes about. Now let's go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go." Then Saul said to his servant, "But listen, if we go, what will we bring the man? For the bread is gone from our satchels, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What do we have?" And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Look, I have here in my hand a quarter of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God to tell us our way." Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he said, "Come and let us go to the seer." For he that is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Then Saul said to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go." So they went to the city where the man of God was. As they went up the hill to the city, they found young women going out to draw water and said to them, "Is the seer here?" And they answered them and said, "He is. See, he is ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to the city, because there is a sacrifice for the people in the high place today. As soon as you come into the city, you will find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterwards, those invited will eat. Now therefore go up, for about this time of the day you will find him there." So they went up into the city, and when they entered, Samuel was coming toward them to go up to the high place. Now the Lord had revealed in the ear of Samuel one day before Saul came, saying, "Tomorrow, about this time, I will send you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you will anoint him to be leader over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come unto me." When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "Here is the man of whom I spoke to you. This one will rule over my people." Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, "Tell me, please, where is the seer's house?" Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you will eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go, and will tell you then all that is in your heart. As for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and on all your father's house?" And Saul answered and said, "Am I not a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you speak to me this way?" And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall and gave them a place at the head of those invited, which were about 30 men. Samuel said to the cook, "Bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it aside." Then the cook took up the thigh and what was on it and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, "Here is what was set aside. Set it before you and eat, because it has been kept for you until this time, since I said I have invited the people." So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke with Saul upon the roof. They arose early, and it was at the rising of the dawn that Samuel called to Saul on the roof, saying, "Get up, that I may send you away." So Saul arose, and both he and Samuel went to the street. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to pass on before us." So he passed on. "But you stand still, and I will proclaim to you the word of God." John 6, 22 through 42. The following day, the people who stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except the one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread when the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for that food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For God the Father has set his seal on him." Then they asked him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." Therefore they said to him, "What sign do you show then, that we may see and believe you? What work will you perform? Our fathers ate manna in the desert. as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I told you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All whom the Father gives me will come to me, and he who comes to me I will never cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who has sent me, that of all whom he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The Jews then murmured about him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven? Psalm 106, 32 through 48. They angered him also at the waters of Meribah, so that Moses suffered because of them, because they provoked his temper, so that he spoke impulsively with his lips. They did not destroy the nations as the Lord commanded them, but they mixed among the nations and learned their deeds. They served their idols, which were a snare to them. Yes, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and poured out innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled by their acts and acted like whores with these actions. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his own inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and Israel was brought into subjection under their powerful hand. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious against him with their counsel, and were afflicted for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered on their behalf his covenant, and relented according to the greatness of his mercies. He made them pitied among all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, to give thanks unto your holy name, and to boast in your praise. Blessed be the God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 14, 34 and 35. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. Father, thanks once again. Deep, deep, really unspeakable gratitude for the gift of the scriptures and the gift of each other. There really aren't words. Thank you for giving us what we need. Thank you for bringing us through another week and here into a brand new shiny one. Holy Spirit, we need you. And we need to be disciplined enough to begin to pay attention very intentionally. Because this shifts the atmosphere of everything about us. So we invite your Holy Spirit into this week fully. Nothing is off limits to you. We open ourselves fully and completely, rolling up the carpets, opening the closets, giving you the key to the basement. All of the places that things get hidden, we open them to you and invite you to bring the truth as you do so carefully, so kindly, but so persistently. Lead us into all truth, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, my wonderful DAB family. This is Marion from New Zealand. I just feel in my heart to pray for all the prodigals. There are so many of us that ring up and ask for prayers for our children, our adult children that have walked away, that are having problems, that are struggling, that are in an addiction and all sorts of things. Father, I just uplift our prodigals. I pray for their return. I know that you are able to change their heart, to touch them, that you are with them. Holy Spirit, that you are with them. And your promise, we claim your promise, Father, that as we walk with you, as we believe you, as we trust you, as we obey you, that it goes down to generation upon generation. And we claim the promise of salvation for our children. And I just really pray, Father, that our prodigals return, and that I trust, Father, that this will come about, and that we can trust you and claim in Jesus' name the salvation of our children, of our prodigals. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It is Monday, May the 4th. I was just in the middle of listening to the community prayers from this past weekend, and there was a lady that said she encountered a mother and some children and a gentleman that probably the children and the mother were in an abusive situation, and the young boy was just, you know, calling out to Jesus for help. And so I'm praying for each and every child out there that's being abused, mistreated, even the horror of maybe even being trafficked, that God, as I speak, will intervene and direct and guide steps to help these kids and deliver them and free them from this treatment and oppression. And Lord, I just thank you right now that you're putting people in place everywhere to recognize and help and see that there may be children out there that need someone to speak up for them and even pray for them and help their parents or guardians. You said, Father, if mother and father forsake you, you will take us up. You've done that even in my life when I was growing up as emotionally and mentally mistreated and even sexually mistreated. And so, God, if you're able to help me and deliver me from all of the emotional trauma of it and pain and everything, Father, you can do that for these kids well before they have to face the results of them being mistreated. And so I cover each and every child in your name by your blood, Lord. And we honor you that you will take them up when mother and father forsake them. Love you all, everybody out there. Love the new app. Praying for everybody. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Lonnie. I go by the handle Safe But Broken. I'm the one that's got the Mayo disease where the arteries ain't forming right in my brain, or they could possibly be missing. We don't know that yet. I'm the one that's had the two strokes, got the type 2 diabetes, the factor 5 light and blood clotting disorder. Needless to say, I am a mess. And I called in earlier, and I'm just totally, absolutely speechless over the people praying for me and saying that they're praying for me. I put it on the prayer wall and been getting really good response to that. You guys are absolutely amazing, and I can't thank you guys enough for that. Prayer is so important, and I am so thankful for this app. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for my God. And I was telling you guys that the neurologist didn't have much hope for me. She said, just go live my best life and do what makes me happy, because it wasn't looking very good for me. Well, I did get some good news. I got, she referred me to a neurosurgeon in Boise, Idaho at St. Luke's. And I'm going there on Wednesday the 6th this week, and he's going to poke around in my brain for a half a day and see how bad the damage is, see if anything can even be done about it. And I think there's going to be good news here. I mean, prayer does work, and I am pretty confident that this will be resolved, and I'll come out somehow better than I was when I went in. But I want to thank you guys again for the prayers. I'm just giving you guys an update because you guys deserve that. We're family after all. And thank you guys for the prayers. There's, like I said, there's too many of them to name. And I will let you guys go. Please keep the prayers coming. This is Safe But Broken from Idaho. Thank you very much.
Good morning. This is Martha from California, and I'm requesting prayer for a couple of people. The first one is Celia. She's at the hospital right now this morning. Today is May 4th, and she went in for surgery in her back. They're replacing or removing a bone from her spine, and they're replacing it with a new bone, is what I was told. So if you could please pray for Celia for just a great outcome from the surgery, beyond her expectations, complete healing, and just a great testimony to share and to give encouragement to others. We ask you this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Janice in Arkansas, it is Sparky. Sister, I am not going to call you the lost widow. And here's the reason. You're talking to God right now as you reach out for his prayers. Sister, bless your heart. Bless your heart. I just lost my grandfather a couple days ago. I understand and I know what you're going through. You have a path before you that God wants you to just not know every turn that you're going to take, but to hold his hand just as you are doing in the forest and to hear him out. Sister, every day is new. Your husband affected your life in a good way, and it is absolutely evident. Don't lose steam. Represent him. Be who you can be. Sister, praise God. Praise God. You're calling the right spot. You have no expectations from God. Zero. He loves you. He cares for you. And he knows that you're going to be with him, just like your husband is. Carry through these days. Take care of yourself. And take baby steps. You are loved. I will continue to pray for you. And I cannot wait to hear how the journey has been. That's the beauty of this app. I love you. Big prayers.
Good morning, DAB family. My name's Maria. I don't have a moniker. I've been listening forever. I think I'm actually on my 20th year. So that means I've come alongside many of you in your prayer requests, coming in agreement and lifting you up. And I've rejoiced with many of you with the answered prayers, obviously, in all that time. I've never called in on my own or for myself, but and as first time caller for that, I'm looking to lift up my daughter. My daughter is an alcoholic, and she entered recovery on Friday. Getting her there was actually of her own free will, although the day of was torture for both of us. But she's been in the detox center for several days now, and I am just asking that you would come alongside me in agreement, lifting her up, that she will have the tools that she needs, the people around her that she needs, that she will find the Lord in a big way. She's definitely a believer. She's definitely accepted Christ in her youth, but she's not an active Christian working and professing her faith. So I pray that that'll happen. But I just ask that she would be healed of this addiction. I think it's an absolute necessity at this stage of where she's at. If she doesn't get this help, if she doesn't overcome, she's probably not going to live much longer. So thank you in advance for doing that with me. And again, I just ask all of this and pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name.